Welcome to the Michael Lawson Speaks podcast, the podcast for inspiration and encouragement from a biblical worldview perspective. Let's talk about forgiveness. Why is it so hard to forgive? We see it all of the time where relationships are ruined because of someone's unwillingness to forgive, or better yet, forget. We hear it all the time, forgive but don't forget. Well, that's counterproductive because you haven't actually forgiven. You've stored it, waiting to unbox it at the next opportunity, which, by the way, is unfair. But you carry around this baggage of unforgiveness, wondering why you're stuck in some areas of your life. Life is hard, and living with unforgiveness makes it unnecessarily harder. When you fail to forgive or hold back forgiveness, you are literally punishing yourself and you don't even realize it. You see, you have to exert so much energy in keeping up with that thing that wronged you in order to stay mad at that person when you could end it all right now. It's as simple as making the decision to forgive. But what about those severe cases? I get it. Those are going to take some time. But life is short. And yet for many, we act as if it's not, and therefore think that we have all the time in the world to make things right with someone we've hurt. We put off forgiving someone because what they did to us was so bad that we need time to heal and or process the injustice, because every time we think about it, those old wounds are reopened. All the while, the offender has moved on and probably not even thought about what they did or the effect it's had on you. We allow people to keep us in this prison of unforgiveness because we need to have our hurt justified in our right to be angry and then hold the offender responsible for the pain they've caused us. Do you understand what I just said? You would rather be right than free. The reason why forgiving someone is the hardest thing you'll ever do is because you think that it makes you weak and it goes against your need to have your hurt validated, to say that you were wronged and deserve justice. And before you say, "Michael, you don't understand what this person did to me," you're right, I don't. But do you know, and I mean really know, what God has forgiven you of? Did you know that it pleased God the Father to crush the Son for you and me? Read Isaiah 53, where it talks about God's plan through Messiah for you and me. If you don't understand what the Creator of the universe gave up in order that you might live, then you will never understand what He has forgiven you of. And if you don't understand what God has forgiven you of, then you will never be able to forgive not only yourself, but anyone else. Read Matthew 5:24, and don't let another moment go by without forgiving someone, especially before you offer anything up to God. May God richly bless you and keep you.